Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Mem Beis. We are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Echad, Oimer, V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunu Batzara V'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Rivka, Basi Bada, L'chaim Toivim, Reb Gavriel Tzvi. So, we're now at the very last daf of the very short fifth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We're continuing to discuss the long Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, basic halachos related to Dinei Sanhedrin and to Dinei Eidos. The Mishnah said that what would be if the two Eidim who were being cross-examined tripped up? Echad Omer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, one of the Eidim said that whatever it is they're testifying about took place on the second day of the month, Ve'echad Omer B'Shloisha B'Chodesh. And the other eight said that it happened not on the second day of the month, but rather on the third day of the month. Edusan Kayemes, the Eidos is still going to be a good Eidos. And the reason, says the Mishnah, is She'zei Oideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh, Ve'zei Oideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh. It's possible that one of the Eidim were aware of the fact that they were Ma'aber the previous Chodesh, and the other Eid was not aware. Meaning, today, we take for granted that we have a calendar, and we know in advance exactly how many days Rosh Chodesh every month is going to be. But it wasn't always like that. And there was a time where the Chodesh was established in Yerushalayim, and Shluchim had to be sent to different places for everyone else to know exactly how it played itself out. So it's possible that one of the Eidim is aware of Ibur, the other is not aware, and just because they contradict each other, although it's in something so basic and fundamental, like what day of the month did this happen, the contradiction doesn't necessarily negate the Eidos, because it's always possible that Zeh Yoideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh, V'Zeh Ein Yoideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh. Stating that, the Mishnah said, what would be Zeh Oimer B'Shloisha, V'Echad Oimer B'Chamisha? One would say it happened on the third day of the month, the other would say it happened on the fifth day of the month. Now you're pushing it already, Eidos and B'Teila. At that point, the Eidos is going to be Batel. So on that note, Zok the Gemara, Ad Kam. Meaning, up until what day of the month do we say that even if there's a contradiction, we attribute it to the fact that Zeh Yoideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh, V'Zeh Ein Yoideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh. And the hergish of the Gemara's question is that in the beginning of the month, I hear one person maybe knows, the other person doesn't know. But at some point, as we get further into the month, you would think that everything trues up. And at that point, everybody would know, and you no longer could rely on it. Now, the example that the Mishnah gave was the second day of the month, the third day of the month, the third day of the month, the fifth day of the month. So clearly, we're talking about the beginning of the month. And in the beginning of the month, this is definitely a zach. The question is, up until what point? Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the Amoraim, tracing back this memory to the gate, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ad Rubei Shal Chodesh. It's up until the majority of the month. Now, there's an interesting Rashi. If you take a look at Rashi, Dibur HaMaschel, Ad Rubei Shal Chodesh, so it's the last narrow line. Avu Mikan Ve'elach, but from Rubei Shal Chodesh moving forward, Kigoin, Echad Oimer Be'esrim Ve'echad, and one of them says Esrim. So if one of the two Eidim would say it happened on the 20th day of the month, and the other Eid would say it happened on the 21st day of the month, then already Loi Tolinon Be'ibur HaChodesh, De'kvar Shama Be'yomim HaLolu Shoye Chodesh Mo. Because at that point, by the time you're up to day 20 and day 21, everything should be figured out. So everybody asks on Rashi, Rashi's being mefarish, the Mishnah that says Rubei Shal Chodesh. Rubei Shal Chodesh is not day 20 and 21. Rubei Shal Chodesh, you would think, is day 15, day 16, right? Sounds like from Rashi almost that Roiv of the Chodesh would mean two-thirds of the Chodesh. A little bit of a Shver Rashi. But either way, that is what Rabbi Yochanan said. So my Rava, so Rava heard this, he said, Afan HaNamitina Avarayi from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Echad Eime B'Shloish, Echad Eime Behei, Eidus HaMetela. That in the event that they're off by 2 days, even in the beginning of the month, this is going to be bottled. That my freak, Rava, why is it bottled? Neima, why don't we say, Shezei Yoideya B'Shnei Iburim, V'Zei Eine Yoideya B'Shnei Iburim. Meaning, just like there's a svara of Zeh Yoideya B'Iburei Shal Chodesh, so maybe one person was aware of two Iburim, that's what happened, and the other person was not aware of two Iburim. So just because they're off by 2 days, Why does that change anything? If there's a svara, zeh yodeh bibur shel chodesh, zeh ein yodeh bibur shel chodesh, okay, so if it could happen in 1 month, it could probably happen in 2 months. Elolav said, Ravam, what must the answer be? Because there's a statute of limitations in terms of how much you can use that argument. Probably because of what Rabbi Yochanan said, mishum deberuba yodeh, because once roiva the chodesh passes already, at that point you know. So 2 months is already noch roiva the chodesh, but the Gemara says, no, there's no right. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said it, we're not debating that. But at the same time, there's no afana nami tenina. You don't necessarily have any raya from the Mishnah, because it could be pshat in the Mishnah is related to the fact that if you wouldn't know about two iburim, that would mean that 2 months had already passed. And for sure 2 months not. And the reason is because ubishipura yada, because you would know from the tkiya shofar. What's the tkiya shofar? So Rashi says they used to always blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. So if you didn't know what day Rosh Chodesh was, that would mean that, number one, you're living in your own little cave, right? Underneath a rock somewhere. But in addition to that, you also missed the shofar. And that's a chiddush. Nope. To say you missed one shofar, I hear. B'chad shipura amri detai. Oba betrayed shipur le'amri detai. But to miss two shofars, that already is something that's not very likely. And as a result, it could be that's why we don't say ze yoideya b'shnei iburim v'ze eina yoideya b'shnei iburim. Meaning, lo'olam, as it relates to 1 month, it could be even iburish, even if it's more than roiv of the chodesh, we would still attribute the fact, one knowing about the Ibor, one not knowing about the Ibor. The reason, however, in the Mishnah, you don't say that when you're off by 2 days, because 2 days would mean not Roiv of the Chodesh passed, that's not the Nekuda, but that there were two Shoifers that you missed. And to say that already is not so missed. Either way, so we just mentioned Zeh Yoideya Biburish Al Chodesh, Vizeh Eina Yoideya Biburish Al Chodesh. It's Nogeya, a halacha in Hilchas Eidos. We also just mentioned the fact that they used to blow shofar on the day of Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara now is going to do something surprising. Now, less surprising when you're learning Sanhedrin, but surprising, and that is digress. And we're going to digress into the halachos related to Kiddush Levana. Wow. So that is going to be the topic of the digression. In fact, the sugya, quote unquote, of Kiddush Levana. You don't think of it as a sugya, but the sugya of Kiddush Levana is tucked away in the middle of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It's this very next Gemara that we're about to learn. By the way, we're going to go through this Gemara quickly, and then Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to start the next parak, which will return to the regular program, and then in the raid, we'll get into this a little bit. So Rav Acha Bar Chanina, saying the name Rav Asi, again, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which, by the way, is part of the reason for the digression, because the first Gemara that we started with today, Ad Kama, was Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a formulation of three Amayram. Rav Acha Bar Chanina is saying what he heard from Rav Asi, who himself is saying what he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So this member is the same exact thing. So it says the Gemara, Ad Kama Mevarchen Al HaChodesh, up until what day of the month could you do Kiddush Levana? Now, in the words of the Gemara, it's Mevarchen Al HaChodesh. So it sounds like Kiddush Levana is a bracha on the Chodesh, right? It's a bracha on the new month. But regardless, Ad Kama Mevarchen Al HaChodesh, Ad Shetesmalei Pkimasa. You could do it up until the Pgam of the Levana is filled. So we know there's a Pkimasa Levana. What's the Pkimasa Levana? Right, sometimes you see a full moon, and most times you don't see a full moon. So up until the point in the month where the moon is filled, you could still be Mevarich Al HaChodesh. Once, however, the Pgam is already Malay, now it's already too late. Vekam, okay, what's that cutoff point? Amar Rav Yaakov Baridi, Amar Rav Yehuda at Shiva. It's up until the 7th day of the month. We don't paskin that way. Nardoi Amri, this we do paskin at Shisha Asr. It's until the 16th day of the month. Veloy Ad Bechla, right? 16th is already too long. But at Shisha Asr, up until the 16th day of the month, the halach is, you're still allowed to be Mevarich Al HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, Vetravayu, Kirab Yoichanon, Svir Lahu. They both held like Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ad kama mevarchin al achodesh ad shetismalip kimasa." This machloikis, whether it's up until day 7, up until day 16, was all going in Rabbi Yochanan. These are not new shitas, they're all being mefarish Rabbi Yochanan. What was the shaila? The shaila was, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, "Ache tismali pkimosa, hola mehavi ki yasra, hola mehavi ki nafya"? The man the Omar, which is Rabbi Yaakov Aridi in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that said up until the seventh day, he held that the tismali pkimosa means once the moon looks like a yasra. A yasra is a bow, of bow and arrow fame. So that's a semicircle. So once it's already a semicircle, now it's already mole, and now it's already going to be too late. The man da Omar, which was Nahardoi, that said until the 16th day of the month, holami havi kinafya, pkimas halavana is considered mole when the moon looks like a sieve, which in our world would mean it's a full moon. It's a full circle, right? It's not a yasra, it's not a half of a circle, but it's a nafa, it's a full circle. Once you get to that point, that's tismale pkimasa. When does that happen? That happens in the dead center of the month, and that's why the cutoff date is going to be day 16. I'm going to ask Rav Achim Ravino. Rav Achim asked Ravino a question. When you make a bracha on the chodesh, when you make a bracha on the levana, why don't we also make a toiva meitiv? So when do you make a toiva meitiv? Another glass of wine, right? But there are different times that you make the bracha of atoiv ha-meitiv. That's not the only time, right? There are different times when you make the bracha of atoiv ha-meitiv. So Rav Achim Midifti tells Ravina, I was thinking, I have a kasha. Why isn't it that when we make the bracha on the levana, we don't also throw in atoiv ha-meitiv? So what's Pashup Shad in this question? So Rashi says Pashup Shad is because the levana gives light into the world. We take for granted in a world of electricity that people had to rely on the moon sometimes for light. And because there's light that comes about through the moon, so it makes sense on the Ur, which is a very, very important thing. Fayar lekimis Ur ki toif, right? So based on that, you can argue that maybe you should make the bracha of atoiv ha-meitiv. Amaleis, Ravina Torah Vachim Yedifti. I hear what you're saying. But is the flip side true? Meaning, atu ki chasami mevarchina dayin ha-emes? Do we make a bracha of dayin ha-emes? This is getting really intense. As the light of the moon begins to diminish, deliver ha-toiv ha-meitiv, so that we should make ha-toiv ha-meitiv when the moon gets stronger. Meaning, just like we don't make the dayin ha-emes on the way down, so therefore we don't make the ha-toiv ha-meitiv on the way up. Right, you're answering a question with a question. Adarav, make ha-toiv ha-meitiv in the beginning of the month, and then you'll make a dayin emes at the end of the month. Because being that this is the urche, meaning this is the way it is. Oilam kimin hagoi, he says, Rashi. This is the way of the world, you don't make these brachas. When something happens a little out of the ordinary, you don't always get another glass of wine. If somebody dies, even though people die, but at the same time, wasn't necessarily supposed to happen now. Kiloi yoideya oda makitzai, right? So when something happens and there's an element of surprise and shock, and there's some level of spontaneity to it, that's when you make these brachas. But when it's oilam kimin hagoi, then already you don't make these brachas. Again, it's the same three amayurah. Anyone that makes a bracha on the chodesh b'zmani, meaning you say kiddush levana ki'ilu mekabel p'nei shechina. It's if you're being mekabel p'nei shechina. Ksivach, it says, ha-chodesh hazeh, regarding kiddush levana and regarding the Indian of the chodesh, v'ksiv hasan zeh keili vanveyo. Zeh keili vanveyo, Klai Yisrael said, by Kriyas Yamsov, right, they pointed at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Ras, the Shitcha Bayam, Machlai Roy, Cheska Ben Buzi Meyoylam. So Zeh Keli Vandeu is related to HaChodesh HaZelochem. Tonit Ver Abishmal, everyone knows this. Il Molei Lo Yizochu Yisrael, Elo Lahakpil, Pnei Avim Shebashamayim, Kol Chodesh VeChodesh Dayim. If we had the Schus to be able to be Mekabel, the Pnei Shechino once a month, Dayim, it would be already not Shaykh, Dayenu, right? It'd be unbelievable, because when we say Kiddush Levana, when we're Mevarich al HaChodesh, it's literally like Reb Acha Bar Chanina, Reb Asim Rabbi Yechonat said, we're being Mekabel Pnei Shechino. Amar Abaya, Abaya said that being that when we say Kiddush Levana, we're being Mekabel Pnei Shechino. Hilkach, it's for that reason, Neimrinu Me'umad. You have to say it while you're standing. You're going to be Mekabel Pnei Shechino while you're sitting. If someone would be Mekabel as Rebbe, you'd stand. Right? You stand up for somebody that's chashuv. So for sure, if right now you're being mekabel the shechina, hilkach neimrina me'umad meremur mazutra, the Gemara says, mekasvi umavarchi. So Rashi says, meremur mazutra were old, and it was very hard for them to stand. So they would have their gabuim hold them up. It's like this, they'd be able to stand. They did it by mesiris nefesh, because they understood they're being mekabel pnei shechina, and it's a very important thing. Amalei Rav Ach, Rav Ashi, b'marav umavarchi, in Eretz Yisrael, when they make the birchas hachodesh, this is what they say, borech mechadesh chodesh. As if to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Mechadesh Chadashim. Amalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Acha, Hai, Noshi Dida Nami Mevarchi. That bracha even the women make. And seemingly, the women don't make the proper bracha on the chodesh. And if that the women make, obviously that's not the real bracha. Ella, so what is the real bracha? Kitu Rabbi Yehuda. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Baruch atah Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam. Hashem b'mamore baruch shachakim. Uveruach piv kol tzavam. Choyk v'zman nosan lehem. Shal yishanu es tavkidam. Sosim usmeichem lasis v'zayin koinam. Poye le emes. Shepu losan emes. V'la levon omes et eschadish. Ateres teferes al musay botan. Shem asid al schadish kumoyis. Unfal du reis v'shayin kvayin machusay. Baruch atah Hashem. Mechadish chodoshim. We'll see what this all means be'ezer Hashem. When we get into the rate, the bracha obviously is familiar, but in terms of the taitch of the bracha, we'll get into that. Says the Gemara, ki besach bulois tasa l'cha nocham. This is a pasuk in Mishle. So, besach bulois, with strategy, is the way you're supposed to fight a war, right? You don't just go fight a war. Besach bulois, there has to be some level of itza and strategy that goes into it. Amrav achabar chanino, amrav asi, amrav yechem. Right, this is checkmate. You see clearly what the segue of the previous Gemara was. Right, the daf started, amrav achabar chanino, amrav asi, amrav yechem. And then we brought two members in Berchas HaChodesh from amrav achabar chanino, amrav asi, amrav yechem. And now we end with another such member, which by the way has nothing to do with the Chodesh at all. Regardless, the miyata moitzim milchamta shel Torah. This pasuk kibesach bulos tasa l'cha. Milcham is talking about milchamta shel Torah. And what the pasuk is saying is that if you want to fight milchamta shel Torah, meaning you want to be successful, who is going to be succeed? B'misha yesh loy chavilois chavilois shel mishnah. Someone that has bundles of mishnayos. Quote, so kibesach bulos is milosha chavilois. If you want to win a war in learning, then the way to win it is with chavilois shel mishnayos. Kori Rav Yosef anafshe, Rav Yosef said about himself, parenthetically related to this, v'rov tvuos b'koyach shar, that the shar has his koyach to shtois, and he has his koyach to be menageach and to be able to win a melchama. How? V'rov tvuos, and it's when he has a lot of tvuos, meaning that's a gezinta ox, literally, right? V'rov tvuos b'koyach shar. What did Rabbi Yosef mean? Rabbi Yosef, we know, was a very big Talmud Chacham. Specifically, Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai, right? We mentioned yesterday how Rabbi was an Oikaharim. Rav Yosef, his Baal Plukta was a Sinai. That's the Gemara in the end of Hoyrius. That's the Gemara in the end of Brachas. In fact, Rav Yosef was the Sinai, right? Rav Yosef is known in Shas as Sinai. Stam Sinai in Shas. You don't have it that often, but Stam Sinai in Shas is the great Amor Rav Yosef. And he said, the Rav Tfuas, because Yachshar comes from Rav Tfuas. It comes from having a tremendous Bekias. Now, there's a very Choshev Rashi in terms of Derech HaLimut tucked away right here on this Gemara. And this is something we're not going to have time to get to today. So we're going to have to put a little marker on this Rashi, and Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to have to get back to this. Echad Oimer B'shtei Sha'ois V'chulu. So, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if one eid says that this eid that I'm saying, eid this might happen on the second day of the month, the other eid said it happened on the third day of the month, eidus and kayemes. Shezei yoidea b'burah shal chayidish, v'zei ein yoidea b'burah shal chayidish. What would be if one said the third day of the month, the other say the fifth day of the month? Oh, now already you're pushing your luck. Right, 2 months, two shayfras, like the Gemara said. Now it's already too late. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Said, echad oime b'shtei shoyis, v'echad oime b'shaloi shoyis, eidus and kayemes. If one person said it happened 2 o'clock, the other person said it happened 3 o'clock, right, the second hour of the day, or the third hour of the day, so then already it's okay. If one says in the third, the other one says in the fifth, again, you're off by two. Eidusim b'teilo, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's okay to be even off by 2 hours. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda said, if one would say it happened in the fifth hour, and the other said it happened in the seventh hour, then eidusim b'teilo, and the reason is, shebechomesh chamo b'mizrach, ubeshevech chamo b'mayer, because the sun is on two opposite ends of the world, during the fifth and the seventh hour, and to be off by 2 hours then, that's already not okay. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Simi bar Ashi, lo yishonu, this that we're saying, that it's okay to be off by 1 hour, according to the Tanakhama, who's Rameir, by the way. And it's okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be off by 2 hours. This is all true with regards to Shoyis. But if one eid would say it happened before Netz, and the other eid would say it happened after Netz. Netz is like a moment, right? Netz, for those that daven Netz, it's a moment. So if one person would say Fan the Netz, and the other person says Nuch the Netz, then already it's not okay, even though it's much less than an hour. And the reason is because no one makes a mistake between Koidem HaNetz and Laches, the Gemara says, Pshito. Meaning, even though it's a very important caveat to the halacha of the Mishnah, but it's so obvious. I mean, of course, Nobody would ever make that mistake. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to tweak what Rav Simi Barashi said. If one would say fire the nets, and the other would say not noch the nets, that's pshita. Even that wouldn't be okay. Gemara says, there's such an obvious difference between koidim anets and betoich anets. Gemara says, not so obvious. I would have thought, habigi luya koi visnarure ba'almahu dechazik mashal. Meaning, why is it poshit in the maksha of the Gemara? Because obviously they're contradicting each other. Because it can't be before the nets and betoich anets. You look outside, you know if it's before or if you know it's betoich. Now, today we don't know anything because today we have watches, etc., etc. But once upon a time, people knew nature. They understood the world. So you looked out your window and if you had a window and you understood exactly what's going on, right? That's the way the world was. So the Gemara says, Hanami Pshita, but the Gemara says it's not true because sometimes you could confuse before the nets and nets itself. At nets, you already have sun rays. And those rays start becoming visible even koidim anetz. So it's possible that you thought it was nets, really it was koidim anetz. If it's koidim anetz, why do you think it was nets? Because you saw those zarure, you saw these rays. The fact that one said koidim and the other was that toich is not 100% a raya that they're contradicting themselves. That's why Rav Simi Barashi had to say that in that case, it is a contradiction. Meaning, it is a contradiction. Right? The bottom line is, it is a contradiction. You shouldn't think koidim anetz if it's toich anetz or vice versa. Stating that, there is an element of chiddush, and that's where Rav Simi Barashi must have been saying. So the Mishnah said, v'achikach machnisin v'chulu. So the Mishnah talked about how the Dayanim went about the basic halachos of the cross-examination. So the Mishnah said that they would cross-examine the first aid, and afterwards they would bring in the second aid. Im nimtzu devrei mechuvanim, right? If they saw devrei mechuvanim, poischem b'schos. Mishnah then said, what would be if one of the aidim said, yeshli l'lamid olav schos? Or if one of the Talmidim said, yeshli l'lamid olav chayvim, mashaskin oisi, we wouldn't listen to him. If one of the Talmidim said, yeshli l'lamid olav schos, then maylin oisi, they'd bring him up. U'mashivin oisi b'neim, they would let him sit together with the and they would keep him there literally the entire day. If there was any mamish to what he said, they would hear him out. And even if the person himself says, I think I have a schos, then too they would listen to him, unless there's some merit to what it is that he's saying. So again, if one of the Talmidim would say, yesh l'lamed al schos, what did the Mishnah say? Mailon oisoi, umoyshiv en oisoi beineyem, v'loi hoyu yoyred, nisham kol hayoim kuloi. They would leave him there the entire day, and a yesh mamish bedvar of shaymeloi, if there was any merit to what he said, he would stay. It says, it sounds like they would keep him there during that day. But afterwards, they'd send them over. Tiny we learned to the price. Yesh mamish bedvarov. If this mamish bedvarov lo yoyo yoyred misham lo oilam, he would never leave. Now, oilam doesn't mean never, right? Never, that's it. The minute you say a good svar, all of a sudden, lo oilam vod, you become a member of the Sanhedrin. So the Rishonim say that's not what the Gemara means. So what then does the Gemara mean? But the Gemara means lo oilam until the end of this court case. From the Lashon and Mishnah, it sounds like until the end of the day. It's not the end of the day. It's until the end of all the days of this case, says the Gemara, just continuing along in the price of him, in mamish bedvarov, and if there's no mamish bedvarov, in yoyrit kolayim kuloi, then they would leave him there the rest of the day, k'dei shaloi tei aliyosoi, you read the law. So like this, his aliyah shouldn't be a read. I mean, because if you're going to send him down in the middle of the day, even if it was in mamish bedvarov, he's going to end up being embarrassed. We don't want to embarrass him for two reasons. Number one, we don't want to embarrass him. Also, we don't want him to be afraid to ask a good question. Le'a b'ayshon lov, right? That's a mission in office. So we don't want to set him up. So memarav shach, even if it's in mamish bedvarov, he sits together with the Sanhedrin for the rest of the day, im yesh mamish bedvarav is there forever. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said im yesh mamish bedvarav for the rest of the day. So again, what's the kasha? For the Mishnah, it sounds like im yesh mamish bedvarav, you're going to spend the rest of the day with us. From the Brisa, it's mashma, that's true. Im ein mamish bedvarav, im yesh mamish bedvarav, you're going to be there until the end of this court case. I'm Rabbi Sabai said tirgumo and ein mamish bedvarav. You're right. You have to be mitargim the Mishnah a little bit. When the Mishnah says v'lo yehoyu yored misham kol hayom kulo, it means even im ein mamish bedvarav. The next words of the Mishnah is im yesh mamish bedvarov, shoymin loy, and that's already a different akuda. Meaning, the regular way to read the Mishnah, if you were learning Mishnayis, would be, just referring back to the Mishnah, that if one of the Talmidim says, yesh l'amad olav schos, maylam ois meshiv and ois b'neim, v'loi hoye yoyred misham kol hayom kuloi, im yesh mamish bedvarov, shoymin loy, and the And the Shoimim are both going in Yesh Mamish Bedvarav. What Abai is saying, based on this price, you have to say no. That he would remain there even in a Mamish Bedvarav, in Yesh Mamish Bedvarav, but that's a different thing. Shoimim Loi, and also, not he stays till the end of the day, that's for him a Mamish Bedvarav, Kimavur Bebraisa. But now, ready going to be there, Loi. Motsu Loi Schos, Vechulu. So the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, if they found the Schos, then he's good to go. And if not, we wait until the next day. Okay, now, what does it mean the next day? Go home? No, you don't just go home. It's not going to be a regular day. All the different members of the Sanhedrin were divided into Chavrusa Shafts. Umizdavgin Zugoy Zugoys. Hoye Mamate Me Michael, Fole Hoye Shoysen Yayin, Kol Ayoim, Venoysen, Venoysen Kol Halaylo. And they were not allowed to eat the way they usually ate, no wine at all, and they spent the night busy and engaging in these halachas. Says the Gemara, "Matzleis chos v'chulu, yai in my time aloy. Why no wine? Amr Rav Acha bar Chanina, Amakra." It's based on the following pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech said that El le melachim le mayel. Al lemelachim shesoy yoyin ulroiznin. That's when we need a sheichar. Now, pasha, what it means ulroiznin a sheichar. The roiznin is referring to the kings, right? For a king, it's not befitting to get drunk. But the way the Gemara darshins it is ulroiznin a sheichar ha'oiskim berazei shaloylam. People that are dealing with razei shaloylam, the secrets of the world, dinei nefashis is referred to as razei shaloylam. Al yishtakru, they should not get drunk. So the Mishnah said matzu lo ischus. So really, the v'chulu takes us all the way to the end of the Mishnah. So what's the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah was that in the event that you have a hung jury, right? Because in order to make the person zakai, you would need a roiv saying zakai. And that roiv could be even one member. In order for him to be chayiv, you would need a roiv by two saying chayiv. So what would be if you couldn't get to the point where you had either a roiv chayiv of two or a roiv zakai of one? So right now the jury is going to be hung, right? You're going to be stuck. So the Mishnah said that they would keep on adding, and they would add, and they would add, and they would add, until finally you came to 71, because you can't add past 71. If by 71 you're still stuck, because 36 are saying chayiv and 35 are saying zakai, so then it's done in elu keneged elu at until one of the mechayvim come around and see one of the mezakin. We saw the Gemara says it means the reverse also. If one of the mezakin see like one of the mechayvim, says the Gemara, what happens if they, you know, they're still stuck, right? Nothing's happening. Amar Ravachas, Ravachas said poitroi. So then you go home. I mean, then you zakai. The chen Amar Rav Yoichan poit. Meaning, it's not like you're gonna sit incarcerated somewhere until we figure it out. There is a point where it's poitroi. Meaning, if that's the halacha, meaning if at the end of the day they couldn't come to a resolution, we let him go home, so then why are we even fighting it out so long? V'tzilu wa'eda, which governs all these halachas, should say that as soon as we come to a point where we feel like this is not really resolving itself, so adirab, let him go home. Because it's a knife for Bezin, the Bezin couldn't figure it out. Right? This is not just the jury. These are judges. And it's a knife for Bezin when they blow it like this. So therefore, we're being very sensitive to that. Some say, a little slightly different question. But let me be yosifu. The way we have it is that Rav Papa asked Abaya that when it's 36, 35, why are they fighting it out? Just send them home. So he answered based on what Rabbi Yochanan said. In the Ikad Amri, the question was that initially when the Bezdin convened, there were 23 Dayanim. And if they couldn't figure it out, somebody said any idea, or if you have 12 saying Chayiv and 11 saying Zakai, so then they're Moisif. So in this Lishna, Rav Papa asked Abaya on that level, meaning, Lomali Yosifu, Lifterim Beidina Kamo, the first Bezdin, the first Sanhedrin Ketana, let them just go home. So he told them back, Rav Yosi, Koi Kavoseich. You should know, you're asking good. In fact, you're Mechavin to Rav Yosi. The time you learn to the rice, Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi, Kshenshim, Mizifin Albezin Shal Shuvim Vechot, Kach in Moisifin Albezin Shal Esra Vishloicha, there is such a Shita, I mean, we don't pass in that way. Tanu Rabbanon, Oymer B'dinei Mominus, Nizdakin Hadin, Vein Oymer B'dinei Nefashis, Nizdakin Hadin. You could say, quote unquote, Nizdakin Hadin when it comes to Dinei Mominus, you can't say B'dinei Nefashis. My Nizdakin Hadin, what does this even mean? Gemara's going to bring two pshatim. Ile, Mekashdino, doesn't mean Kashdino. So Rashi says, Kash means old. Zokin Din, Zev, Amuk, Vekosha, Vetzorich Lahamtin Boy. Meaning that this Din is already old, It's hard, and as a result, we have to wait around a little bit. So Kiilu by Dine Mammon is best thing could say, you know something, we were mooching here a little bit. We need to like give it a little bit more thought. By Dine Nefashis, they don't suck. Yeah, the Gemara says, Ibchami Bayole. It would make sense, it should be just the opposite. Dine Nefashis is a much harder sugya. So it would make more sense, you should say, Kashdina, be more sensitive to how you go about things when it comes to Dine Nefashis. Less so by Dine Mammonis. I'm Rafuna Bamanoich, Meshbe de Rabach, Bre de Rabika, Epoch, and Chanami. Flip it around. Not by Dine Mammonis and Zakin Adin, but the opposite, by Dine Nefashis, you could say, Nizakin Adin. Vashim Rabash is Boyum Loy Tepach. No, don't flip around the Braisa. Umayn is Dakin Adin, Nizakin Adin means something else. What it means is Chakam Dina. So what does that mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Chakam Dino, Yofa Hemadnu Al Buryov, Vein Echami Menu Tzorich LaHafech Uladaktik Boy. That when it comes to Dine Mominis, you could say Chakam Dino. Bezen could get up and they could say, we got this right. We are 100% confident that we got this. Meaning, don't even think about this anymore. This is showing, you know, Fayurigis and Shanis. You don't have to analyze it anymore. We figured it out. That's something that we'll say by Dine Mominis. It's not something that we're going to say by Dine Nefashis. And what's the Svara? The Svara is Gevaldik. By Dine Mominis, okay, a din is a din is a din. By Dine Nefashis, if the person was Chayiv Bedin, you don't want to say this because maybe someone will have an Eitzah to be Mahapech Peschos. So it's for that reason we'll say Chakam Dina when it comes to Dine Mominis, and we're not going to say by Dine Nefashis. If it's Kash Dina, you have to say Epoch, that we say by Dine Nefashis, not by Dine Mominis. If it's Chakam Dina, like Ravashi said, then Lo'ilam Lo'it Epoch, there's no reason that you have to flip it around. Faith the Gemara Akasha Mesve. Another Braisa. Godol Shebedayonim Oimer Nizdakin Adin. Which one of the members of the Bezin would say these words of Nizdakin Adin? It was the eldest statesman of the Bezdin, the Godol Shevet Dayan. So the Gemara says, Geshmak, I'm a Bishlam Chakam Dino. Bishlam, if you're going to tell me Chakam Dino, Haina Damar Godol. I understand the Godol. Right, the Godol is the one that says, done. We don't have to look into it anymore. You want to hear from him. Eli, I'm a Kashdino. But if you're going to say that Nizdakin Adin means Fakir, it's too hard, we don't understand it. Loi Sagi, the Loi Yama Godol. What? You need the Godol to say it? You're embarrassing him. Right? Because he's the older, he's the CEO. He's the one that's supposed to know the answer. So, right, the buck stops by him. So if he doesn't know it, he's embarrassed. And why are you asking him to embarrass himself? If it's Chakam Dina, it's a Shvach, I hear it. Okay, let's hear it from the Godol. But if it's a Bezoyan, why do you want him to embarrass him? The Gemara says, no, it actually makes sense. It's better for him. You know why? Because Einoi Doinma, Mispayesh Mei Atzmoi, Mispayesh Mei Acherim. It's better for a person to embarrass himself than to have other people. In Pashen Hilchas Busha, in the world of Akoy, Lofi HaMevayesh VaHaMispayesh, some had this in the reverse. If that the Gemara is kasha from Godol Shabbatayon, Oymen Zakar Adin was punk fucker. Meaning, Bishloim, if it's kashdina, Hainodena, the Messiah, Meyatz, Messiah, Meyachim. I understand why the Godol Shabbatayon says it. Because being that he's about to be embarrassed, better embarrass yourself than have other people embarrass you. Eli, I'm a Chakam Dino. But if it means Chakam Dino, Godol, Ashpuche, Mashpit, Nafshe. So basically, the Godol Shabbatayon comes in, basically says, we figured this out perfect. Never said such a good svara. This was fire, we're not shaykh in the it's a pasuk, right? The pasuk says, let fremdes praise you, but you're not supposed to get up and praise yourself. So the Gemara says, I hear that's usually the way it is, but this is different. Shani milsa the beidino da agodol ramyo. It's different because when it comes to Bezdin, specifically the Gemara din, as we're about to see, it's ramyo on the godol, it's his chiyuv, he has a responsibility to do it. Kid the time we learned in the Mishnah, gomru sadavar, hoy machnis noisoy, they would bring the Edim and the Balidina back in. Godol Shebedayonim Oimer Ishpleni Atazaki Ishpleni Atachayv. So you see that whose responsibility is it to say the Gemara Din? It's the Godol Shebedayonim. If you look at the last Rashi in the Perek, A Godol Ramiya VaAfilu Dvarim Shal Shvachu Oimer. He has to say everything. Alts Voskum Tarois from Moil Tafarois Kum from the Moil from the Godol, and therefore it's his Achrayus. And on that note, Hadron Halach Hayu Boikin. The fifth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, and without even coming up for breath, we go right into the sixth parak, which is very much Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'osinyan. So really this next parak and the parak after that is going to get very much into the laws of Dinei Nefashos. Some of the most Gishmak is sugis and shas. I know we're talking about the death penalty, and we're saying it's gishmak. A little bit of an oxymoron, right? A gishmak is stira, right? It's not supposed to be gishmak. It's supposed to trouble you. But stating that, the sugyas that we're going to learn are some festive sugyas, dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shaloy la mamish, and it really starts right here. So, the Mishnah, Nigmar Hadin. So, if somebody was judged and it was determined that this person is chayiv Mises Bezdin. Now, it doesn't matter which Mises Bezdin. It could be any one of the four. Skila, Srefa, Hereg, also known as Hayiv, Ochen. The following would play itself out. Moitzi and Oisai, they would take this person out. We'll see what that means. Lusoik, like to give him Skila. One second. We just said that this is true for any one of the Arba Mises Bezdin. And then all of a sudden, the Soikle, right? So Rashi already asks the question. And Rashi says, because when the Mishnayos are going to start going into the deep dive of the respective Arba Mises, we're going to start with Skila. So therefore, we give a shout out to Skila. But really, this halacha that we're about to say, this Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara, is not exclusive to Skila. It's true, like we mentioned, for all the Arba Mises. So again, in the event it's Skila, it's Maitzila Noisai L'Saikla. If it's Reifa, it's Maitzila Noisai L'Saikla. Regardless, Beis HaSkila, as it relates to the Beis HaSkila, and again, not only Beis HaSkila, the Beis HaSreifa, etc. Hayachutz LeBezdin. It was a far away from where Bezdin convened. And it's based on a Pasuk Shenemar. It says, regarding the Mekalel, who's mentioned in the Torah, who, by the way, was Chayev Skila, it says, Hoitze es ha-Mekalel el michutz la-machane, v'rog mu'oysoi kol ha-edo. It said it had to be taken outside of the machane, so you see that it's far away from Bezdin. Echad oimed al-Pesach Bezdin, v'asudorim b'yadei. Okay, so now we're taking the person out. He's marching to his death. There was a member of the Bezdin that would stand in front of the court, in front of the entranceway to the courthouse, and he was holding a sudr. The Rambam says he would put it on a roimach, like on a tall spear. So like this, the sudr, it's like a flag that he was waving, so you were able to see it from a distance. Visus, and there was another person that was riding on a horse, rachik mimenu. He was far from the courthouse, but he was within a distance that you should be able to see the person waving the flag. So what does this all mean? What this all means is we're taking this person out to be killed. But what happens if somebody all of a sudden comes out with a svart b'mahapech b'schus? So we don't want to miss out. We don't want this person to die. So today you would just call him or text him, right? But you couldn't do that once upon a time. So this is some primitive way of communicating. So what we do is we have this big spear with a flag. There's another guy on a horse. Very old school. You wave it. The guy with the horse runs quickly to the base of Skila. He makes sure we don't execute him. And like this, we'll be able to bring him back. And, you know, hopefully we have something over here. If one of the Dayanim, as this is happening, says, I have a limud schos, so hala, made a pisudon. Like we just said, the person with the flag would wave it. Vasus rots. And the sus would rots. We're to the Beis HaSkila, umamidon, and he would stop him in his tracks. Don't kill him. Let's see what this is all about. Vafilu hu. Oh, yeah, even if the person himself, the nidon, would say, Yeshli lamed al atzmischos, machzir noise, we'd bring him back. Afilu arbev chamish pamen, and this could repeat itself even four or five times. Ubavache shmamish bedvar, but only if there's some merit to what is going on, which we'll see more about in tomorrow's daf. Either way, Zokhtu Gemar. Beis HaSkila chutz lebezdin havev asula. It sounds like from the Mishnah, that where was the Beis HaSkila? And again, all the places where Mises Bezdin took place, it sounds like it was chutz lebezdin. But doesn't sound like it was further than that. Just can't be in the courthouse, right? It's not in the backyard. It's somewhere chutz lebezdin. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Beis HaSkila, hoyo chutz l'sholeish machanois. That the Beis HaSkila wasn't just out of Bezdin, it was outside of the Gimel Machanois. So we know that Eretz Yisrael, right, mirroring the way the Yidden camped in the Midbar, was divided into three machnas. There was machna Shechina, machna Leviyah, and there was machna Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, machna Yisrael was Yerushalayim. But outside of that, you're already chutzle shalosh machnas. Like the Mitzvah has to be outside Yerushalayim, he has to be sent out of the shalosh machnas. But this Brisa says not just chutzle Bezdin, but the Beis HaSkila was chutzle shalosh machnas. So it's not just outside of Bezdin, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. But L'chur, it's much further than that. Zimmer says, you're right, it is much further than that. In Kedagamit, Vadik Taniach, so why is the Mishnah saying it was Chutz Lebezdin, if it's really further? Nafkemino, because the Mishnah, Agav Archi, wants to tell you a Chiddish. The Nafik Beidino, the Yosef Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos. Because what would be if the Bezdin itself is outside the Sholosh Machanos? Right, the Bezdin was on the run. Eser Golios, Golos Sanhedrin, right? We know that the Sanhedrin wasn't always where it was supposed to be. So what would be if the Sanhedrin itself is outside of the Gimel Machanos? Still, of Dinam Beis HaSkila Chutz LeBezdin, you still had to make sure that the Beis HaSkila would be outside of Bezdin. And why? Two reasons. Number one, Keichdal Mischazi Bezdin Reitzchen. Number one, you don't want Bezdin talking to Reitzchen. Right, if somebody's taking a tour of the courthouse, so what's that? Oh, that's where we line people up and we execute them, right? Doesn't look so geschmack. So like this, if it's far away, just push it zilusa de bedina, right? The optics are not so good if you have it literally there. So it's for that reason the Mishnah wants to tell you that even if bezdin is meaning sudat zvedin, it has to be chutz l'sholish machnois. Additionally, it also has to be chutz l'bezdin. If bezdin is chutz l'sholish machnois, it would have to be chutz l'bezdin. Now, because we want to give a little bit of time, right? Sometimes people figure things out literally at the buzzer, right? It's just the way it is. So you could come up with a clutch svara literally as the clock is winding down. So what would be if at the last second, all of a sudden, because that's when you feel the pressure, that's where the fight or flight is burning inside you, right? That's the lumbus behind clutch. But the point is, all of a sudden, the bomb is about to execute him. Somebody's going to say, you know something? I figured it out. Boom, I got the svara right now. So we want, there should be a little bit of time that we should be able to save his life. If we execute him in the backyard, then it's going to be too late. So like this, you have the guy with the shmata, with the roimach, and the sudr, and the flag, and the guy on the horse. If you buy yourself a little bit of time, so there's a logic behind it, there's a svara of why maybe it would have been done this way. Either way, it's up to him. Not immediately. What's the makar? Right, we just explained why it's chutz l'bezdin, but what's the makar that the execution took place chutz l'sholish machnas? We learned the Rabbanu, we learned the Brayse. The pasuk says that take the makalel, send them outside of the machnas. That's the pasuk that the Mishnah had mentioned. And this, says the Brayse, means l'sholish machnas, not just out of one machnas, but out of all three machnas. Chutz l'sholish machnas, any elo, chutz machnas. Maybe it means just remove them out of one machnas. Never come chutz l'machnas, beparn hanisraf chutz l'machnas. It says here by the makalel, chutz l'machnas. And it says Veer by the parim hanisrofim michutz lamachane malahalon chutz l'sholish machanois af kan chutz l'sholish machanois. So just like there, it's outside of the sholish machanois. So to here would have to be outside of the sholish machanois. So two things. Number one, what's the parim hanisrofim? So parim hanisrofim are referring to different parim that were brought as karbanis chatas, where the din was that you take the basar and you burn it. So ordinarily, what do you do with the basar of a karban? You eat it, or you makter it on the mizbeach. If it's possible, then you burn it. But otherwise, that's not what you do. There were certain karbanos where l'chatchila the din was to burn it. Rashi says that there were two examples of parin hanisrofim. One is the par helam davar shel tzibur, and the other one is the par koyim mashiach. The par helam davar shel tzibur is a karban chatas that Klal Yisrael brings as a nation in the event that roiv of Klal Yisrael did an aver b'shoigig. And Aver that had they done the Meza, it would have been Chayiv Karis. And the reason they did Aver B'Shoigig is because of a Hayru Bezdin. Sechtes Hayru is 101. Because of some mistake that Bezdin made. The Halachas, they would bring one bull as a carbon. It was a Chatas. And the din of the Basin was Nisrafen. That should be burnt. The other example of Par Koyim Mashiach is talking about with the Koyim Gadol. Made a mistake. Where he too did an Avera B'Shoigig Shazdoinoi Karis. And he also did it based on some faulty Hayra. Right? He paskin based on his own hayra, and that was why he made this mistake. He too has to bring a unique type of carbon chatas. His chatas is also from the Paran HaNisrafen. Now Rashi mentions these two examples of Paran HaNisrafen. We're not learning kachra now, but there are other examples. But le'inyonenu, these are really the two that we have to know, and it's for that reason Rashi is mentioning it. But regardless, says the Braisa, that you want to know how I know Hoytzis HaMekal Michutz L'machne means L'sholish Machanois, it's because it says Michutz L'machne here, and it says Michutz L'machne by the Parim HaNisrofen. And just like over there, it's Chutz L'sholish Machanois, Afkan, so to here, it's Chutz L'sholish Machanois. Says the Rabbi Hasmiel, how do you know over there by the Parim HaNisrofen that it has to be Chutz L'sholish Machanois? Meaning, the Torah says that the Parim HaNisrofen, the basa was burnt, Michutz L'machne. Don't say that. It says it by the Parkoim Mashiach. It says it by the Parom Davar Shel Tzibur. But again, it says only Machna. So how do you know Chutz L'Sholish Machna? So the Gemara says the Tanur Rabban. V'hoitzni es kol apar el michutz l'machna. This is referring to the Parkoim Mashiach. Chutz L'Sholish Machna. We learn from here that the Sreif of the Parkoim Mashiach had to be Chutz L'Sholish Machna. So after Chutz L'Sholish Machna, again, el Machna. Maybe it's only out of one of Machna. Meaning, which Machna? Out of Da Zara. Ordinarily, it'd be done in Da Zara. Maybe here it has to be outside of Da Zara. Show me when it says el michutz l'machna be paro edo. Now it says el michutz l'machna by the Paro Eda. That's the part that the whole Eda brings. The Paro Davar Shel Tzibur. She'ein Talmud Loimer, which it does not have to say. Sharei Kmar Nemar, because it says regarding the Paro Davar Shel Tzibur, V'saraf Oysoi, Rishoy, Kasha Sorav is a Parha Rishoy, which is the Parakoy Mashiach. And if the Parakoy Mashiach is Michutz Lamachane, so why does it have to say regarding the Parhelim Davashal Tzibur al Michutz Lamachane? Once it says already, Vesorav is a Kasha Sorav is a Parha Rishoy, and you know what the Parha Rishoy was, so you know where the Parhelim Davashal Tzibur is. Elamai Litin Le Machnashi. It's coming to teach me that not only out of one Machna, but even out of a second Machna. Okay, so I know out of two Machnas, Kshu'oimid is a third. When it says al Michutz Lamachane, where does it say this? This is already in Parashat Tzav. It's talking about the Yitzhas Hadeshin. So we know that one of the avodas that happened every day in the Beis HaMikdash, was the first avoda, by the way, was the Trumas Hadeshin, right? That's where the Goyrolis were, where they used to fight and sometimes kill each other, literally. But that was the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. And the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin was they took a little bit of Deshin and they put it on the side. The Samay Eitzelam is Be'er. But then every now and again, they would do what was called the Hitzos Hadeshin. V'hoitzias Hadeshin al Michutz Lamachana. So where was the Hitzos Hadeshin? And went al Michutz Lamachana. Now, that it says B'deshin. Oh, B'she'in Talmud Loimit didn't have to say that. You know why? Sharei Kvar Nemar, because it says by the Parkoy Moshiach, you have to al cheshbon with all these psukim. V'hoitzi es kol ha'par al michutz lamachana al shefech hadeshen yisarev. So the Parkoy Moshiach's basa was burnt al shefech hadeshen. So we know already then that we was v'hoitzi es hadeshen to al michutz lamachana, because we know the Parkoy Moshiach was al michutz lamachana, and we know it's al shefech hadeshen yisarev. So the al michutz lamachana that it says by v'hoitzi es hadeshen is also extra. So what's the point in saying that? Oh, litle machna shlishes, that's why I know the third machna. So again, how do you know that the parim on his shrafim had to be chutz l'gimel machnois? It says by the parkoy mashiach, v'hoitzi es kol ha'par al-michutz l'machna. It says again al-michutz l'machna by the par al-davash ha'tubit, which it doesn't have to say, because it says already that's in the same place as the parkoy mashiach, v'sor v'hoitzi kash ha'sor v'sa par al-rishayin. And it says al-michutz l'machna again by v'hoitzi es hadeshen, which it doesn't have to say. Why? Because it says by the Parkoy Mashiach where the Vahitzias Hadeshin was. Because it says Vahitzias Kol HaPar Michutz Lamach Al Shefech Hadeshin Yisarev. So we know it's Michutz Lamach. So the bottom line is three mentions of Al Michutz Lamach. Two of them are extra to teach me. The first one added Machna Rishon. Second one added a second Machna. The third one teaches me added the third Machna. So the bottom line is, how do I know that the Beis HaSkila and really all the execution places were added the Gimel Machnois? It says Vahitzias HaMekal El Michutz Lamach and Nemar Kan Michutz lamachana, v'nema b'parin ha'nisrofim michutz lamachana, ma'la halon chutz l'sholish machanos, afkan chutz l'sholish machanos. It's good to speak at one Rashi. Rashi says, what would have been without the Gzeir Shav? What would you have thought? So Pasha, you would think, al michutz lamachana means out of one machna, right? Tafastam what? Tafastam, which is the one machna? So probably the machna shchina, which is the azara, right? That's probably what you would think. But Rashi actually says not that way. Because who was the one that presided over all the Dinei Torah when the Yidden went to Midbar? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu lived in Machna Leviya. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was told, with regards to the Mekalel, Hoytzias HaMekalel, El Michutz LaMachna, means out of the Machna that he was in, which is out of Machna Leviya into Machna Yisrael. So on the Gzeir Shavah, you would know already Chutz LeBeis Machna, Shmak Rashi. But out the Gzeir Shavah, I dank that, it's out of the Gimel Machas. But the Gemara asks Akasha, how do you know to make a Gzeir Shavah between the Mekalel and the Paraman Asrafim to teach me out of the Gimel Machas? Maybe make a different Gzeir Shavah. V'leilof mishchut Techotz. Maybe learn from Shchut Techotz. What does it say about Shchut Techotz? Ish mi beis shol ashe yishchat michutz lamach. Somebody shechats a korban bachutz, so he's chayiv koris. Right, it's a very chomer parsha in the Torah. Ma'ala halon chutz lamachna achas. And what does Shchut Techotz mean? Chutz lamachna achas. Right, v'al pesach oyo moy lo yeviyo, the pasuk says. Outside of the oyo moy is already considered chutz. Afkan. So maybe here too what it means is even outside of one machna. So again, how do you know to learn the Mekalel from the Parim HaNisrofin? Maybe learn the Mekalel from Shkut Echot. So where it says Mistakra, I'll tell you why. Parim HaNisrofin Havalei Lameilav Shekein, and really these next words are different similarities between the Mekalel and the Parim HaNisrofin, in contrast to dissimilarities between the Mekalel and the Shkut Echot. Number one, Shekein Hoitzei. You have the word hoitza by the Parim HaNisrofim, and you have the word hoitza by the Mekalel, hoitzi es ha-Mekalel, right? And you have it v'hoitzi es kol ha-paro michutz ha-machna. There's no word v'hoitzi by Shkut Echotz. So from a Gzeir Shavah perspective, this is a better Gzeir Shavah. Number two, it says el michutz ha-machna. It says el michutz ha-machna, the word el, side by the Mekalel, side by the Parim HaNisrofim, doesn't say the word El when it comes to Shchut Echotz. Additionally, and as we'll see soon, this is the Iker Svar of the Gemara, Machsher. The point of the chutz l'machne, as it relates to Mekalu, is that's the mokim kosher. It's the machshir. That's the place you're supposed to do it. Same is true with regards to the parman esrofim. That's the mokim kosher. That's the mokim of this avoda. As opposed to shrutei chutz, that's not the mokim kosher. That's the mokim posel. That's where you chayt koros if you do this, right? Additionally, mechaper misas bezin is a mechaper. The avoda of the carbon, even the parman esrofim, is a mechaper. As opposed to shrutei chutz, which is the antithesis of that. So it's not just the gzera shava. There's a bunch of things. Hoitze el michutz lamachin and machshir mechaper. The Gemara says, "Adar Rabba, mishrutei chutz havelay lemei." You want to go down this road, right? You want to play this game? I'll show you similarities that Mekalu has to Shchutei Chutz that are better than the similarities that it has to the Paraman Esrafim. Number one, Shekein Adam. Adam. Meaning, Hoitzi Es HaMekalu means, who you being Moitzi? The Adam is going out. As it relates to the Parshan of Shchutei Chutz, who's going out? The person went out. When it comes to the Paraman Esrafim, it's the par that's going out. Now, the truth is, the person is also going out, right? But look at the word of the pasuk, right? Whoever's burning the par is also going out. But it says, v'hoitzi es kol ha'par. The word v'hoitzi is referencing the par in the Pshutei Shel Mikra. Of course, the person's bringing it. But the v'hoitzi gate of the par, so that's a similarity that Mekalel has to Shrutei Chutz. Additionally, chayteh. Right? The Mekalu was a chayte. Shchutei chutz is a chet. Parman esrofin is a good thing. Another thing is b'neshama. The Mekalu is about to lose his life. The person that shechts b'chutz took the life of the animal. As opposed to the parman esrofin, is a dead animal already. You're just bringing the basar out, right? The shchita was done in the azara. Shchitas and b'tzofin, like every other chatas. But what you're bringing out is only the basar. And finally, there's a concept of pigel, meaning Mekalel has no shaychus to pigel, right? What's the machshavas pigel when you give somebody mises bezdin? And as it relates to shchutei chutz, it's also no pigel, because pigel has to happen in a kosher avoida. That's not a kosher avoida b'chutz. As opposed to paraman esrofin is subject to the laws of pigel, right? If somebody was doing one of the avoidas with a machshava of paraman esrofin being done wrong, so it's somewhat subject to the laws of pigel. Bottom line is, you have these similarities if you go this way, you have those similarities if you go that way. So mehechetesa, to know which way to go. And for the Gemara, machshir the machshir adaflay, you're right. It's not about all these different svaras. This is about machshir the machshir adaflay. At the end of the day, Mekalel's michutz lamachin is the makam kosher. Just like the paraman esrofin, the michutz lamachin is the makam kosher. That's a much better similarity than the similarities of the shchutei chutz. And it's for that reason we learn not chutzla beiz machanois when it says hoitzei es hamakal mechutz lamachne. That's what you would have known on the gzeira shava, but rather it's chutzla gimel machne. It's just like the parman is rough, and based on all the extra psukim of chutzla gimel machanois, so too this is going to be chutzla gimel machanois as well. So again, like another Sanhedrin Gemara, we just went through so much, but as it relates to raid, going back to the beginning of the daf and really the uniqueness of the daf, which is tucked away here in Sanhedrin daf mem beiz, we have the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, the Divrei Halacha, and the Divrei Agada related to Birchas HaChodesh, what we know as Kiddush Levana. So just a few Ha'aris in no particular order as it relates to Kiddush Levana. The laws of Kiddush Levana mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, in Eirach Chaim, in Simin Tov Chof Vav. Birchas HaLevana Vizmana Uboi Dalet Tziv. The Magen Avram, right in the beginning of the simon, this is not even Sifkat Nalef, this is the Hakdama to Sifkat Nalef, says as follows. Noshim Peturis. Women are potter from the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. And the reason is the mitzvah saseh as mangeramo, because it's a mitzvah saseh as mangeram. Va'afal gata hasa mekaymois kol mitzvah saseh. Even though we know that women are mekayim all mitzvah saseh kigoin sukkah. Meaning, women are potter from all mitzvah saseh as mangeramo. Yet, usually women are mekayim them. Mikomokim mitzvah zu ein mekayim. But when it comes to this mitzvah, they're not mekayim. Mipnei sheheim garmu pkam alavana, because they're the ones that caused the pkam alavana. Ayin shloa kodeshara oisiyos erech kedusha ois chavches. And ayin mashak osafti soif simen reish tzadikno. So says the Magen Avraham that women are potter from Kiddush Levana, because it's a mitzvah eseh shas mangeramo. And not only are women potter, women don't do it. And it's a chiddush because women try to be mekayim mitzvah seish as mangeramas. But when it comes to this, not. And the reason is because when you say kiddush levana, you're acknowledging the pkimas alavana, right? It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. This is what's going on over here. Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim, as the Levana is being Neschadesh, right? Once it's already Nesmali Pekimas, as we saw in the Gemara, you can't be Mechadesh Levana anymore. So this is all associated with Pekimas HaLevana, and Heim Garmu Pekam HaLevana, they're the ones that caused the Pekam HaLevana, based on Ashla Kadosh, and it's for that reason, here women should stay far away from this mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Now, if you take a look at that Shloha Kaddish, the Shloha Kaddish says that what's this Indian that the women were going to Pekam HaLevana? He says because the Pekam HaLevana came about as a result of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And being that the Chet of the Eitz Hadas really started from Chava, right? Hanocha Shishiyani, but Chava was the one who ate and gave Adam to eat. So it's for that reason that the women are supposed to refrain from doing Kiddush Levana. Now, this whole idea that the Pekam HaLevana is related to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, at first glance, is something that's Sarach Bir, right? If you learn Chumash Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, so you know that what did the Pekam HaLevana come from? It came because originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created Shnei Ma'orim HaGedolim, but then the Levana came with a Taina, and because of that, David said, you're saying good, and as a result, I'm going to be Memayit you. And L'chur, it's that Miut of the Levana that is the Mekor of the Pekam HaLevana. So you would think, Kinnirin not, this is above my pay grade, but this is a Shloha Kaddish that's quoted by the Magen Avraham with a nafkimina la'alocha, that even though women try to be mekayim mitzvah esesh as man gerama, a mitzvah zu ein mekayim nem b'nei shem garmu p'kam alavana. Reb Shloimeh Kluger, in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, in Chachma Shloimeh, he asks a lomda shakasha. He says that the Magen Avraham starts, that women are pater from Kiddush Levana, the mitzvah esesh as man gerama. Now why is Kiddush Levana a mitzvah esesh as man gerama? So you would say that the reason is because you can only do it during certain days, right? So our Gemara discuss what's the cutoff? Like, at what point are you not allowed to do Kiddush Levana anymore? So we saw it was a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said day 7, and in Nardoy they said day 16, v'kulan alibi de Rabbi Yochanan. And the question is, what's the definition of Pekam HaLevana? The truth is, there's a starting point as well. The Shulchan Aruch, and this is Vayit here in Siman Tov Chavav, says, Ein Mevarchen Oleh Ad Sheyavru Zayin Yomin, that you're not allowed to do Kiddush Levana until 7 days pass. Meaning, it's from day 7 and on, or Ad Sheyavru Zayin Yomin, from the Moilu, that's when the Halacha is that you're allowed to do Kiddush Levana. Mishaburu says, Roi V'achroinim Pligi Alzeh, Ulididu Al Kolponim La'achar Gimel Yomin Me'es Le'es Me'es. But the point is, there's a beginning time and there's an end time. And based on that, there's only a certain zman that you can be mekayim in. And if there's only a certain zman that you can be mekayim in, that would by definition make it into a mitzvah aseh as man geram. I'm afraid the marshal that in Lomdis, I don't hear it. Because what is a mitzvah aseh as man geram? A mitzvah aseh as man geram, to me, says the marshal. Reb Shloimeh Kluger, right? It's the Chachma Shloimeh. But it's not the Chachma Shloimeh al Ashas. That's the Marshal. It's Chachma Shloimeh al Shulchan Aruch. Reb Shloimeh Kluger. So he says, what makes something a mitzvah seseh as man gerama? A mitzvah that be'etzen, be'cheftzeh, you could do whenever you want to do. But at the same time, this mitzvah is mugbul by zman. So for example, you could take a lulav and shuckle it any day of the week. But you're not going to get a mitzvah. The Torah said, l'kachtem lechem b'yem erishin. You could light the menorah today. Right? But you're not getting a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah if you do it on Chafei Kislev, etc., etc. A mitzvah that Bechefza you could do whenever you want. Or Bekumtze Gein Zman and says that no, the mitzvah, although Bechefzusa, you could do whenever, but it's movable to Zman. That is a mitzvah's essay, Shazman Grom. You see, the Zman is what's going on the mitzvah. Kiddush Levana Be'etzim, you should be able to do whenever you want to do. This Levana, you should be able to be Kaddish the entire month. Why is it only from day 3, day 7, up until day 7, day 16? It's because you could only do it actually to Kimasa. Right? You have to have the Levana, enough Levana that you could be Nena from the R, and it has to be up until the Zman Pkimas Levana. Okay, so that happens during certain days, and that's why it's Mugbo by Zman. It's Mugbo by Zman because you only have the Chefza Shal Mitzvah during a certain Zman. When the Chefza Shal Mitzvah you always have, it's just the Kiyama Mitzvah that you can only do during a certain Zman, vice versa, the Zman is Grama. But if really, I can do it throughout the time that I have the Chefza Shal Mitzvah. I say this man is not what's limiting the mitzvah. It's the Chefza Shal Mitzvah that I don't have that's limiting the time of the mitzvah. Meaning, Yesh Lachgar, Mitzvah Seish Man Gerama means a mitzvah that the Zman is greater in the mitzvah, or Mitzvah Seish Man Gerama means a mitzvah you can only be Mekayim during a certain Zman. Shloimeh Kluger said, I hold in Lomdis that a Mitzvah Seish Man Gerama means a Zman that a mitzvah that this man is goyim the mitzvah. Over here, this man's not what's goyim the mitzvah. Over here, it's the fact that this chiddush alavana that's goyim the mitzvah. You grab to only have the chiddush alavana during certain zmanim. So he said, if that's the case, I'm not 100% sure why this would be a mitzvah seish hazman geromit. Either way, the chiddush, the kasha of Reb Shlomo Kluger is aniyim b'makom echad and it's ashirim b'makom echad, because there's a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger we know wrote svarim kaminyan Shlomo, right? Once spoke about this, but Reb Shlomo Kluger, who wrote so many svarim, in his shailos tshuvas elof l'cha Shlomo, and this is an Arichaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel. So he brings this kasha that he asked on the Mogen Avraham and his Agoyis in Shulchan Aruch, and he says that he was thinking maybe there's a little bit of an etza, because what really is the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? When we make this Birchas HaLevana, what really are we doing? He said, we're making a bracha, a Maisa Bereshis. That's really what it is. Bereshis Bar Lekim Es HaShemayim Ves Aretz. Bar Aretz Oysa Soiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And the Eibush is Mechadish the Bria B'chol Yoy Maisa Bereshis, right? And really the bracha is the bracha Maisa Bereshis. Me'ezah Siba Sheyia. And this is really our piece soid. Chazal said that the way you make the bracha on the Bria is through Kiddush HaLevana. That's where you do it. So you want to know when you're going to acknowledge the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Mi Bara Eile Soinach HaShemayim, right? You look up at the heavens once a month, and that's when you say Mi Bara Eila. That is the oimik. That's the punchline. It's not a bracha on Chiddush HaLevana. It's a bracha on the Bria. So Zokrib Shlomo Kluger, half of a fella. If it's a bracha on the Bria, so then the fact that you only do it during the Zman of Chiddush HaLevana maybe would make it into a Zman Gerama. Meaning, if it's a bracha on Chiddush HaLevana, so where do you see Zman Gerama? The fact that you can only doing it when this Chiddush HaLevana, that's the only time you have the Menorah. It's the only time you have the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. So it's the only time you have the Matzah. So obviously that's the only time you're going to do the Mitzvah. But if it's really a bracha on the Bria, you always have the Bria. And Afilu Achi, this bracha on the Bria, you were told to do during Chiddush HaLevana. So could be then you could hear Chiddush HaLevana as being this man that's being magbo, the more general kiyum of what you're trying to accomplish by doing this mitzvah. Either way, this is Reb Shlomo Kluger's Ha'aretz Zayin, his Agoyis Chachma Shlomo, right in the beginning of Simen Tov Chavav, on the first Magen Avram in this Simen, and a little bit more by Richos and Shail Shuvas Elof Chal Shlomo and Arichaim Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel. This is the first Ha'aretz. The second Ha'aretz is, if you go through the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber Rama, you go through the Shulchan Aruch here in Hilchis Birchas Halavana Uzmana. So there's an overwhelming thing, and that is that this mitzvah of, again, you can call it Kiddush Levana, you can call it Birchas Achodesh, Birchas Halavana Uzmana, right? They're all synonyms of each other. But this mitzvah, most popularly known as Kiddush Levana, is something that has to be done b'simcha. Here's a few examples. Number one, the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Ein Mevarchin Alo Yoreach, Ela B'Motzoi Shabbos. Everybody knows this. L'chadchila, you're supposed to say Kiddush Levana Matzah Shabbos. Why? Kishahu Mevusim, when you smell good, Ubegadav Na'im, and you're wearing nice clothing. You're supposed to do it at a time that you smell good, and at a time that you're wearing nice clothing. In fact, the Ramah goes weiter and says, let's say you're going to do Kiddush Levana during the week. You should put on nice clothing. This is what you're supposed to do. Mishabura says, V'achshav ein noyagin ledakdek bozeh. The meaning is not to be noyag in this thing. But you want to know the halach in Shulchan Aruch? As I say in Shulchan Aruch, that's the way you're supposed to do it. Another example. The Ramah continues and says, Ein mekachin halavana koydem tishabav. Again, these are things everybody knows, right? Not everybody knows why, but everybody knows. You don't do Kiddush Levana, Chodeshav, before Tisha B'Av. V'loi Koydem Yom Kippur. Additionally, Chodesh Tishrei, you don't do Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. And even then, the Matzai Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do Kiddush Levana until you eat. Matzai Yom Kippur, you can do Kiddush Levana even before you eat. What's the reason? The reason is because a Chodesh Tishrei yom ma'id pesimcha. A Chodesh Av yom ma'id pesimcha. And a Chodesh Tishrei, there's no din to be ma'id pesimcha, but who could be pesimcha? When Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisen are psuchim lefanecha. And being that there's no simcha during those times, and Kiddush Levana has to be pesimcha, so now, Matzah Yom Kippur, right? Oh, after Yom Kippur, you walk out, before you eat, you're so pesimcha. Says the Ramah, you can do it immediately. Oh, but Matzah Tishrei, why are you so pesimcha? Right, not so pesimcha, till the next day, till Shabbos Nachamu, l'chayra. Right, noch kiddush. I don't know if you're besimcha yet. So you're still not besimcha. So that's why, by the way, the chatchilo, the itter used to always, it's brought down by the poiskim, he used to, the maril, The Maril used to lechatchila say Kiddush Levana Matzah Shabbos Nachama. Why? Because that's taka when you're b'simcha. But this idea, this limitation of Kiddush Levana during the month of Av and during the month of Tishrei, it's related to this point. It's related to the idea of simcha. Here's another example. Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. Not supposed to do it on Shabbos. Right? Mishabur brings it in Sif Yud Beis. Umikolshkin she'em mekadshin oisai b'leil Shabbos. V'harbe taimim nemru b'zeh al pi Kabbalah. There's many reasons that we're given al pi Kabbalah. But you know what the Shaar HaTzion says? The Shaar HaTzion says, v'al pi pshutai. I saw a lot of Kabbalistic reasons why you don't do it on Shabbos. But I'll tell you the Pasha Pshat. Yeish loimar. Mishum da oisenes ha-mitzvah b'simcha. Because he's supposed to do it b'simcha. And because he's supposed to be b'simcha, you know what's going to end up happening? You end up having rikudim. We'll see that in a second. You're going to end up dancing, right? And if you're going to end up dancing, you may come to be Masakin Kli Shir. Can you imagine this? Right? You're not supposed to dance. Why? Shemi Masakin Kli Mono. So it's a Shaar HaTzion. He says, this is the posher reason why you'll never do Kiddush Levana. If you're supposed to do it as a man of Simcha Adra, do it on Shabbos. Right? You're waiting until you smell good on Matzah Shabbos. You smell better Friday night, right? So L'chayr, Friday night would be a better time to do it. The Teretz is Fakert. You can't do it on Shabbos because you're going to be so besimcha. And the truth is, this idea that the Shaar HaTzion reference is about Rikud, it comes from the Ramah. The Ramah, on the end of Siv Beis, the Ramah says, "V'lochein oisin simchos v'rikudim bekiddush achodesh dugmas simchas nesuin." You hear what's going on here? We're missing something. It's obvious. Dugmas simchas nesuin. It's mamish, it's like a chasana. Right, it's not toivim ha'oidus, azoi, fashlufana. It's not what it is. It's dugma simchas nesuin. That dance, l'chayr, you could do Friday night, right? Not sure. We have to ask the Litvish Apoyskin. But l'chayr, this is something that, it's what we're worried about is, because they used to do simchas v'rikudim. Dugma simchas nesuin. This is already a whole avoida of rikudas, like mamish. This is simchas teira vibes. And if that, oh, it's dugma nesuin. You can't do that on Friday night. But the bottom line is, this is a very important nekuda. It's something that needs to be understood a little bit better because it seems to be mavur pretty clearly that there's some element over here. Simcha, something that's being mechayev, this incredible simcha, which literally underpins and governs many of the halachas of Kiddush Levana. We're going to hold that thought now as the second hour. Moving along, the third hour. What is this bracha? What is this bracha? Right? What exactly is going on over here? This a bracha you're making on the moon, right? When you get up and you look at the moon, so you're talking to the moon? I mean, hopefully we're all on the same page and we understand that's not what's happening, right? So no one's giving any brachas to the moon. It's Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hashem B'Ma'amari Baruch Shachem. We're talking to the Borei Olam, right? The Uvdei Kechavim U'Mazolus used to talk to the moon. They got into a lot of trouble for doing that. So that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're talking to the Borei Olam. But what is this bracha? So Shlomo Kluger, that's a major fancy lumnus. It's really a bracha on Ma'aseh Berei. That's a chiddush. But what's Pashup Shah? What's the simple Havana in this bracha? So the Emes is like this. The Emes is, the Rambam brings the halachos of Kiddush HaChodesh in Hilchas Brachas. He brings it in Perik Yud, Halacha Tezayin. Ram says like this: Haroy Levana bechidusha. If somebody sees the Levana bechidusha, Mevarich Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hashem B'Ma'amar Baruch Shachim Ruach Piv Kol Tzivam. He brings the whole nusach habracha Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Chadashim. Then he brings different halachas, really all based on today's daf. V'tzarich Levarich Brachas U'Me'umid, and you only could do it Ad Shetes Malei Hapkima. And this is it. It's two halachis in Rambam tucked away. It's Perik Yud, halachis Tez Zayin, and Yud Zayin respectively. Now, if this halacha Tez Zayin, what was going on in the first 15 halachas of Perik Yud Hilchas Brachas? So if you go through the Rambam, this is the Rambam's Perik Haroya. You know the last Perik of Masechtas Brachas is called Perik Haroya? Right? Why is it called Perik Haroya? Because Haroya this, Haroya that, you're supposed to make Brachas. Right? You see just examples. Halacha Tez. Haroya Machim Shanasa Bay Nisim Li Yisrael, Kigon Yamsuf, Umabris Hayarden, Mevarech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Oilam, Shaosa Nisim, Lavoiseinu, Bamachim Azah, Halacha Yud. Haroya Bati Yisrael, Bi Yeshuvam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Oilam, Matzel Gvul Amonu, which by the way, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, you're supposed to make if you go to the Churva Shul in Yerushalayim, in the Old City. Halacha Yud Aleph, Haroya Sheish Meis Elef Nei Adam Ke'echad, you make a bracha. Halacha Yud Beis, Haroya Sakushi, Vesa Meshuna Betzures Peneyem, Oybe Evareyem, Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech Oilam, Meshana Abriyas. Halacha Yud Gimel, Haroya Briyos Toivois, and Mesukonois Beyoiser, Vilonois Toivois, Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Melech Oilam, Shekoch Aloi Bailamoi, Ala Ruchois, Ala Harvagvois, etc. This isn't the Rambam's Birchas Haroya, right? This is where the Rambam brings it. In Zayin Perik Haroya. This is where it is. Meaning, this is just another halacha. If you see this, you hear lightning, you see thunder. Right? All these different things, he's supposed to make brachas. You go ahead and you make a bracha. This is all it is. The problem, I mean, it's mefurish in Rambam. It's not negotiable. It's not in Rambam. It's not a briskadik. It's mefurish in the Rambam. But this is one horror over here. The horror is, if this is just another brichas haraya, so why are we making such a big deal about it? But it's even more than that. Because you see that there's a chiyuv, there's some obligation. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan for sure to go out, see the moon, so that you should be able to make this bracha. Right? Is there a bracha, if it hasn't rained, if there's a drought, is there a bracha to go somewhere to make sure that you're going to make the bracha on lightning and thunder? No. There's an Indian of a royal levana bechidusha. You're supposed to go out of your way to see it. I'll show you how wide it goes. You know, there's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. This is a Madura Kama. It's an Eurechayim. It's in Simim Mem Aleph. Good way to remember this is the sugya starts on Daf Mem Aleph here in Sanhedrin. But either way, it's Simim Mem Aleph. The name of the Simim is Kiddush Levana Be'emtza Kriyas HaMegillah. This was a real Shaila that was sent to the Noida B'Yehuda, the Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla, where there was a Tzibur that they were middle of the Mikra Megillah and they didn't have a chance to do Kiddush Levana. Now, you don't have to be Rabbi Chil Mechel Tikuchinsky to know the calendar, to know that this is a problem, because when do you read the Megillah, right? The Megillah is already your dollar out. It's the end of the month. So you're running out of time. And this was like a rainy Adar season. And all of a sudden, the Olam came in the middle of the Megillah. They said, oh, there's a Levana. And the Shaila was, you stop Mikra Megillah to go out and do the Levana or not? There's a whole Simon and Oida B'Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Nadal Makula, why would you do that? You didn't see it even. Haraya, right? What does the Rambam say? Haraya Levana B'Chidusha. So you're sitting now. What in the world is the Havim meaning to do something like this? It's a plea atzuma. And maybe that's a whole tshuva. No, wait a minute. This is a serious shaila. It's totally machlekes. It's Rishayim in the Torah, Ein Sham. He wrote, it's a five-page tshuva here in Noida B'Yehuda. That means there's obviously something more going on over here. There has to be. But the kash is even starker. You know why? Because let's say there's a storm outside. And all of a sudden, you're up. You look up, you see lightning. So you're supposed to make the bracha. Oisamai sabereshis. You don't say, well, I checked the forecast. It's supposed to rain straight through the weekend. So you know what? I'll catch the oisamai sabereshis on Sunday. Right? Then already, it's going to be more flakadig. I'm going to be upstate. I'm going to see it with all its glory. I'll make the bracha. No, you make the bracha when you see it. In fact, a shaila, if you didn't make the bracha when you saw it, maybe I can't even make the bracha later. It's not even so posh and I'm allowed to do it. So of course, this is the way you're supposed to do it, right? This is Zilkar Bei Rav. It's an Aleph base. Yet when it comes to Kiddush Levana, you don't do that. We forget, we wait for Matzah Shabbos. Okay, you're supposed to be more besimcha, but it's very nice to do it besimcha. So that's maybe the beginning of the month. You should always be wearing your power suit. So like this, in case you're looking up, or at least at night, when you see the moon, you know to make the bracha. This is a birchas haraya. Ein mikra yaitza midei pshutei. This is what this is. So like, what's pashup shah? So again, I don't have the best answer. I'm not 100% sure. I will tell you one beautiful aura that I saw in the Minchas Asher, from Asher Weiss Shlita. This is in Parshas Boy, on the mitzvah of Achidish Zazel Lachem Reish Chadashim. He makes the that the Rambam brings the laws of Kiddush Levana in Perek Yud Hilchas Brachas. He says the Shulchan Aruch brings it not in Hilchas Brachas. So beautiful. This is a briskadik. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it in Hilchas Brachas. Shulchan Aruch brings it in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. Aruchayim Simen Tov Chavav. Right? Where's Hilchas? All these brachas would be in the Reishas. That's where it is in Aruchayim. That's where Hilchas Brachas is. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it in Hilchas Brachas. He was clearing it as yes, as a hamamina in his shtickle, that in the Rambam it's taka regular brachas haraya, but in Shulchan Aruch it's midine Rish Chodesh. And just like there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, simonim related to Rish Chodesh, so could be it's more of a Rish Chodesh to gedin. Maybe already a little bit of a chakira. Is it a regular brachas haraya, just for whatever reason it gets more ear time? Or is it maybe more of a mitzvah? There's a different akuda. Again, this is above my pay grade. But we'll get back to this in a second. That's the third R. The fourth R is, I think it's kedai, as promised during the daf, just to go through the nusach habracha for a minute. Right? Just ivritaych. So what is the bracha? So after the bracha, you say a whole bunch of piyutim. But what is the bracha? Right? Then you say the yotzers. But what is the actual bracha? It's the first paragraph. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam. Hashem b'mamorei baruch shchakim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, with His words, created shchakim. Uveruach piv, called Tzava, right? Ashebet Mamore Baruch Chokim is one of the seven heavens. Mamore, because Basar Mamore is Nivra Olam. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechta Zavos. Uvruach Piv called Tzava. All the hosts of the Chokim were all created with the Ruach Piv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Chayk Uzman Nosan Lohem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Chayk and a Zman. Shlo Yeshanu Es Tafkidam, to make sure that, meaning they're programmed to do the right thing. Sosem Usmeichem Lasis Ritzayin Kainam. And what they do Besimcha. Sosem Usmeichem Lasis Ritzayin MS. So the siddur that I'm using right now has the girsa poyal MS shepu losay MS. If you refer back to the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, it was the first wide line. The Gemara brought the Nusach HaBrach, it said poyale MS shepu losan MS. Not poyal MS shepu losay MS, but poyale MS shepu losan MS. If you look at Rashi, Rashi said poyale MS hein she'ina mashanin asidron. It's referring to the tzva, right, that are in Shchokim, that they're not Mishanin Esidrom, they do what it is they're supposed to do. If you look at the first Tosfos on the Yomid, Pirush HaKuntres, She'im Mishanin Esidrom, but if it is the Garas, not Poyal Emes, but Poyal Emes, V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koy, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'be'emes U'bedin Miyata, that what the Eibishter did to the Levano was done be'emes U'bedin, the Eibishter is a Poyal Emes, She'pulame Emes, and that's why there's a Miyata Levano, and that's why the Levano is the Schadish every day. But anyway, two Gersois, is it Poyal Emes, or is it Poyale Emes, and it's really based on the Rishonim right here in our sugya. But either way, V'lalavono Amar, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the moon, She'tischadish, that every single month it should be Tischadish. And when the moon is Tischadish, it's a teres, it's a crown, Teferes, it's a beautiful crown, La'amuse Baten, to who came out of the womb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for Klal Yisrael. Meaning, the Chiddush Alavono is a teres Teferes for Klal Yisrael, and the reason it's an a teres Teferes for them is She'hem Asidim L'schadish Kamoiso. Because one day Klal Yisrael too will be his chadish kamoisa. It will be renewed just like the moon is renewed. Ulefar liyoytsim al sheikvayt malchusay, and it too will have the ability to lefar liyoytsim baruch atah Hashem chadish chadashim, and that is the way that we're messiah in the bracha. So just as it relates to the bracha itself, just two hours. I'm skipping already. Two. We're gonna get to the end, and that is Remei Simcha. And his akdama to Parshas Bereishis, it's a very, very famous akdama. We've quoted from it a few times. Ramei Simcha in his akdama to Parshas Bereishis, he says a Sefer Bereishis. He says a Dover Nifla. He says a Dover Nifla. He mamish references the nusach of Kiddush Levana, specifically Mashitiknu Chazal Loimar Sosim Usmeichem Lasis Bitzonka. What does it mean? This is so deep. What does it mean that the Koychavim and the Levana and the Shemesh the Sosim Usmeichem Lasis Bitzonka? The Sosim Usmeichem, the program. And if the program to do it, but Sosim Usmeichem, then it's not even a Chiddush. Sosim Usmeichem sounds like they have a job, and they do the job, Besimcha. Right? That almost implies some level of free will, which clearly they don't have. So what does it even mean, Sosim Usmeichem Lasim Usmeichem? So Rabbi Simcha says that I'm going to tell you the Oimek. The Oimek is we know that the Levana, the Shemesh, the Kechavim, the Mazolos, they have no Bechira. Right? Let's go with the gears of Rashi. Right, that's who they are. But the reason is not because they're programmed. It's not because they're robots. That's not what it is. That's not the oimik. He said, what's the oimik? The oimik is based on a Rambam that we spoke about recently in Chumashir. And this is in Hilchas Yisoy Di'at Torah. It's in Paragimel Alachites. The Rambam says, Kol ha-koychovim v'ha-galgalim kulam bali nefesh v'deya v'haskelhen. He says, all the koychovim, all the galgalim, they're bali nefesh v'deya. He says, they have a soul. They have das. Ve'im chayim, they're alive. Ve'oim them, and they stand. U'makirim, and they recognize as Misha Amar v'hoi Yoylam. They have a hakar in the Boirei Yoylam. Kol echad ve'echad lefi godloi u'lefi malosoi mishabchim u'mefarim le'yotzim kamei ha-malachim. And each one of them are mishabeach and they're mefar. They're created just like the malachim do. U'kishem shemakirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like these entities, a makra kodesh baruch hu, kach makirim es atzmon. So too, they recognize themselves. Umakirin es ha malochim shalom ailamayah. And they have a current of malochim that are on a greater level than them. Vidas ha kechovim val galgalim, says the Rambam, mu'utam idas ha malochim, it's less than the das of the angels, of the gdolim idas b'nei adam, but it's greater than the das of b'nei adam. Said Ramei Simcha, it's mavur in the Rambam, that kol ha kechovim val galgalim kulam bali nefesh v'dei v'haskel heim. In fact, it's gedolah midas pnei adam, aber it's meuta midas hamalachim. These koychavim, these hosts of the heavens, they have das. So what does it mean? What does it mean? What it means is that they have such a kor in the Boira Yoilam that they have no bechir because it's impossible for them to be Meshana es Tafkidon. He says the only reason we could be Meshana es Tafkidon is because we don't have a clear akar in Boira Yoilam. If you would see with klarkeit as a dab Hashem in the veld, Shalo Yishanu es Tafkidon, you wouldn't be able to change your Tafkid either. But the reason there, Shalo Yishanu es Tafkidon, the reason there on that level is because at the end of the day, they have such a hakara, they have such a klarkeit in the Eivishta, and because they have such a klarkeit in Boira Yoilam, so it's for that reason, it's Shalo Yishanu. He said, that's the sosim usmechim lasis ritzayin koinam. Yeah, it suggests that they're not just programmed, but there's some element of passion that they have in their avodah. There is an element of passion. It comes from such, because their ibechira is not because they're programmed. It's a paradigm shift in terms of the way you see this. The yisoid adavar is that they have such hakara that it's not shaykh by them bechir. May Simcha doesn't say this, but if you're talking, that's the pshat by malachim also. That the oimik of understanding malachim is the fact that they have no bechira just because of the incredible level of hakara that they're shaykh to. It's their incredible hakara that brings them to this point. In this Hakdama to Bereishis is where Meir Simcha famously says, he said, that was the Kofaleim Harkigigas. Right, when Klai Yisrael was Mekabal the Torah, Kadosh Baruch was Kofaleim Harkigigas. What does it mean was Kofaleim Harkigigas? So everyone learns, Kadosh Baruch basically pulled out a gun, right, an AK-47, and said, you have two choices. One is accept the Torah, the other one, look at me, is moving. That's not what happened. Says Meir Simcha, it's because it was Ato Reisal Adas Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Enoi Muvadar. He said, it was such Hakara by Matan Torah that every single Yid came to this Madrega, where they were it was impossible for them to say no because of the level of akara. It was the ator reisol adas that was the kafaleim hartigigas. That's what's going on over here. The emes is what came to mind was the lashon of the Ramban. It was the lashon of the Ramban that we just spoke out. We spoke out in the chumash when we were talking about the itzadas, right? So the Ramban tries to explain what's the madrig of adam arishon and chava koydem acher. So he says vayofa beinai ki adam hoya oisa betivoy masheroi lasos kif. Because Adam HaRishon, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he had no bechiras. What does that mean? He did betivoy what's appropriate for him to do. And then he throws in kashe yasu ha-shamayim v'chol tzva, just like the shamayim and the tzvam do. Sheheim poyale emes, shepulosam emes. By the way, Gersus Rashi, same payale emes upuloson emes v'lo yishanu es tafkidon, and they're not mishanu es tafkidon because they're pre-programmed. This is what they're supposed to do. Is yesh loyma? What's the impossible? You learn the other mish was programmed. Adam was programmed. He's in Gan Eden. He has such incredible akor in what's going on right now, and because he has such incredible akor in what's going on right now, so it's for that reason he's like the tzvon. He's poyaliyam shapulatz and abishleishanu stafkidim. Not that he's created with some chip that doesn't allow him to deviate from the way he was programmed to go. But if there's like a virus in the chip, then all of it. That's not what's going on over here. What's going on is the level of akor. But then what happened? What happened was all the made from the etzadas, like we spoke from Chaim Velozhin and Shar Aleph in the Hagah. And now all of a sudden there's Ra inside. Oh, now there's Ra. Well, now you have Bechir. Because now you can't see so clearly anymore. Because that's what the Ra does. The Ra doesn't allow you to see clearly. Like the Mesil Sharm says in the beginning of Perek Aleph, right? That's what happens. And oh, that's what the Ra did. Now so you have Bechir. It's not Ator Reisol Das, Ki Hashem Hu Alikim, Enoi Milvadei. Oh, by the way, what happened by Matan Torah? What happened by Matan Torah was, it was Pasko Zua Moslem, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mevav Amin Aleph. Chazmi Chumashir, right? Pasko Zua Moslem in Shabbos Kuf Mevav Amin Aleph. That was after Reisol Adaski, Hashem Olikim, Eirei Mevadi. He went back to the Madrig of Adam Rishon Koydem Achet. Because then they were able to see clearly again, right? That's what's going on over here. But this is a tremendous oimik in the Madrig of Adam Rishon. I don't know if he's programmed. Okay, that's Poshut the way you understand the Ramban. Oh, but this Ramei Simcha is mamish a paradigm shift. It's a game changer. But the bottom line is, this is a little bit what's going on over here. This is the sasam usmeicham lasaritz on koinam. The one thing that we didn't explain yet is, so why is this such a big deal? I hear it's very nice. I mean, this it bodes very well for the kechavim and all the hosts of the heavens, right? So it's very nice for them. What's hotus mit uns? Why is there such a geschäft? Why is it such a big deal about Kiddush Lavan? Abul Maisa, the Teretz is posh, right? I mean, it is a difficult question and needs clarity, especially in light of the way the Rambam throws it in Perikud, Alocha Tez Zayin, and in his Perikaraya. But the answer is posh. The answer is because Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Rav Asi Rav Yoichanan, Kol HaMavarich Ala Chodesh Bezmano, Ikilu Mekabu Pnei Shechina. Right? Because at the end of the day, that's what's happening over here. And that's why Amar Abaye Hilkach Ne'emrena Me'umad. And that's the theme. There's some level of being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. But the question is, how gufa? Right? Arva Arva Tzarech. We are being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Where is it in Kiddush Navani? So truly, look at the Rishonim. The Rishonim struggle very much. It's not clear. But the Marshal, we spoke at this Marshal once. He says something very beautiful. He says that when we're Mekadosh Navani, we're not really being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. Listen to the words of the Marsha. Oideish Lafarish. Lufi She Yisrael. It's right here, the Marsha, on Argamar. She Yisrael begalus and inat zeichen liris pene shchina. Oy, v'rechoyken v'kabalos. It was so far from it. Ki ilu finu. You could say kilu, but Lamaisa was so far from it, he says. U'rechoyken v'kabalos. Aval chidish ha-levana. But when we look at it, the Levana, who's simen liyisrael, she masidan l'schadish k'maisa. It's a simen. It's a simen that one day, just like the Levana, it renews itself every month. One day we're going to renew ourselves as well. And when we're renewed, we're going to be mamish. We're going to be like the Levana. That's the whole nusach of the bracha. That is what's going on over here. So he says, when we see the moon being nischadish, what we do is we make a bracha. And when we make a bracha, it's a simin sha'anu asidin l'schadish k'moisa, and that's why it's ki'ilu we'll be mekabel l'pnei shechina. We're not being mekabel l'pnei shechina, but it's a simin that one day we will be mekabel l'pnei shechina. And that's the ki'ilu. Now, ma'a the ki'ilu is what I'm doing now is as if I did this now. This is more really based on a hergish of the asid. That in the asid, just like we're being mekabel l'pnei shechina now, or we're going out, we're seeing the moon being nischadish, we'll be nischadish again. And the emes says, I think there's a little bit of an oimik, because the Ramban. If the Ramban says something in his Pirush al HaTorah, he gives a mashal. You have to learn up this mashal like it's the Dubna Magid's mashal, right? You have to understand it on a very, very deep level. What was the Madrig of Adam Rishon Kodem Acher? Payalei Emes, Shepulason Emes, V'lo Yishanu Es Tafkidon. Right, that's Adam Rishon's Madrig of Kodem Acher. One day we're going to be the same way. We're going to be Asidim L'schadish K'moisna, and we're going to be Payalei Emes, Shepulason Emes, right, and we're going to be Shlo Yishanu Es Tafkidon. But like Rameh Simcha said, it's not going to come from a place of we're going to be programmed. Right, that's Yomim She'im Behem Chefetz. But really, it's going to come from a place of Akara, where there's going to be such realization of Atah Reis L'Adas. It's going to be Sosim Usmechem Las Ritzon Koyim. Fakir, it's going to be done with Hergish. It's going to be done with passion. We're going to go back to that Madrega, the Amrish was Koyim Achet, which was not that I'm a robot. Amrish was not a robot. Adam Marishan is on a Madrega. He just had such clarity. It's Atah Reis L'Adas. And that's why Adam Marishan couldn't come to an Aveir with the exception of the Yitzhar Mibachos. And of course, this is reminiscent of Reid that we spoke about. The Rav Tzadik in Rasi Sei Laila, where he talks about that the Ur of Rosh Chodesh is the Ur to the Asad Lavai, and it's connected David Malka Mashiacha. That's why we say David Malka Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. This is really the Ur of the Geula. But either way, we should talk about Zoicha to come already to the point where it's going to be an Ateres Teferes Lamusei Batem, Shem Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisa, and we should be able to be Lefar L'Yoitzim Al Shem Kvayt Malchusai, Vimher B'Yameinu Amen.